The new chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board is Jay O'Brien. He is from Amarillo, Texas, and here in this interview, just after having the gavel passed to him by outgoing chairman Al Swagger, we are going to talk about what we're going to look forward to in the coming year. And Jay, why don't you first of all just tell us how it feels to have taken over the reins as chairman of this organization?
It feels very exciting. The main reason it's so exciting, though, is because you don't have full hold of the reins. You have lots of people right beside you, pushing in the same direction, steering you, helping you work towards better beef demand. And that's what all the members of the Beef Board are doing, is they're serving the producers to be sure that they get a better price for their product and that they're well represented in the court of public opinion.
Here in this final day, when we had the final meeting of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, can you tell us what were some of the things presented to the people who were attending?
We approved unanimously a long-range plan, and this long-range plan is focused on, like I said before, increasing beef demand. So we're going to be able to all work together to get the higher beef demand. 10% by 2010 is what the goal is. And that's going to be hard work, and we'll do our best to do it.
What do you see as some of the priorities for you as you get started now?
Youth initiative is a very strong priority. We're going to recapture that market. We've lost some ground. We don't have a convenient food. It turns out that when you go to a fast food restaurant, a lot of the kids eat in the back seat. Hamburgers that we all ate as young people don't work as well because they drop tomatoes and mustard on the seat and make a mess. So the parents mistakenly have given those kids little fried things, and that's not necessarily good for them. We have incredible research that shows that beef is essential for kids because iron and zinc are very important for cognitive development. We're spending dollars to have a product or a group of products that are kid-friendly, so those parents can give their kids a friendlier product that has the great naturally nutrient-rich attributes that beef does. So we're trying to help them give a better nutritional package to their kid. Obviously, it's wonderful for us that that good nutritional package is beef. We're going to get the information out to parents about what a great product beef is for their kids and how important it is. Same time, we'll be aiming at the parents themselves. 75% of the women do not get their required daily amount of iron. Beef's the best source of iron, and it's very available. So we're getting the word out of the quality of beef. At the same time, we're doing many other projects. We're developing other muscle profiling. We're promoting these great cuts we've come up with out of the chuck and the round, the petite tender, the ranch cut, and the flat iron steak. And we're promoting these because they give a value to consumers while increasing our dollar return from the chuck and the round.
I also understand that there are efforts to bring together individuals and groups to discuss the checkoff and possibly look at some recommendations that would be made down the road, I suppose. Can you comment on how producers are looking at the checkoff itself? What is your perception of what they think and how effective they feel it is at this point?
You've asked several questions. So I'll go first of all to producers' attitude towards the checkoff. It's at a 10-year high, 73% approve of the checkoff. A bigger percentage than that think that it's giving them a good return on investment. So explain that to me. So we're getting word out to producers. We need to get more word out about what we're doing, because one thing we find is that the more people who understand what we're doing, the more people approve. But our job is mainly just telling them what we're doing. Now, as far as the groups or people that are working to change the checkoff, that's outside of CBB, and we can't work on that. But what we can do is work hard to serve those people in whatever framework they come up with. We'll work hard, but we'll be working constantly to improve beef demand and the perception of beef as safe and wholesome for the American public. And we're doing a pretty good job. We've had a 25% increase in the number of people that feel beef is nutritious. That's fantastic progress since we started doing the nutritional ads. We have over 90% feeling that beef is safe among the public. that's your checkoff dollar at work, and we're proud of it.
What message would you like to send to, if you could speak to, all the cattlemen and beef producers out there in the United States as you take over as chairman?
Just that these 104 producer members of the Beef Board are really there to serve them, and that their entire goal is to improve the value of their product in the next 5, 6, 10, 20 years, just like since 1998 we've improved beef demand over 20%, giving somewhere between a $200 and $250 extra value to each animal that they produce. And so our goal is to serve the producer by improving demand and getting them a higher price.
Well, thank you very much, Jay O'Brien, and congratulations as the new chairman of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And reporting from the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.